It was Safa's reaction to the first 3 month booster jabs that made us actually not give Amina any injections and start sort of moving away from immunizations, because Safa reacted really badly.
Yeah, I've got like I had like boils on my legs, and when they burst, I've now got two scars like on my legs.
And the doctors, you know, didn't think it was anything too serious, but I remember it happened once and we were a bit alarmed. And then so the second booster, you know, triple, I think it's the triple diphtheria, tetanus, typhoid jab. On the second leg, the same thing happened. And so we just thought, hold on a minute, you know, this is not good. So we kind of moved away from, we still do immunise occasionally, but very, very carefully and selectively and reluctantly. And she's not had the MMR and neither has Amina. My oldest daughter, Layla, did. She went, because she was the oldest and it was before we had this experience with Safa, so she went through the whole immunisation programme. We had problems with Safa and quite serious eczema, and with Amina and serious eczema, so we just felt that it was important to be careful about what you put into the body. They were rejecting them.
Well, I think that what Aisha's saying reflects a development in our philosophy about alternative health, because Aisha, we've now known each other over 25 years, and in that time Aisha has developed a stronger and stronger interest in homeopathic treatment. And so when we're feeling a bit under the weather or a bit ill, we don't automatically think, let's rush off to the John Scott Health Centre. And in fact, Aisha would do quite a lot of diagnosing on a homeopathic basis, and we find it very useful. Which doesn't mean that we become anti-conventional medicine, but we don't use it as probably as frequently as most people would. We don't go rushing off to the John Scott for any old ailment. I was going to just say one thing about a conversation I had with Mina not long ago, that although it's a group practice, I always try and go for the doctor that I'm signed up with. And she said that is standard. I mean, patients like to know the doctor. Mm. So it's sometimes a bit difficult because you can't get the doctor on the day that you ring up. You have to book ahead, right? Quite interesting in the context of what the government is now talking about, that we'll all be able to choose our own doctor, wherever they happen to be. So if I've got a favourite doctor that happens to be in Brixton, I'm entitled to go and see that doctor now, rather than the whole issue of catchment areas. Right.